It's time once again for another edition of Let's Talk About It here at Jamestown 107.1. And of course, streaming at newsdakota.com. And you can listen back to the podcast there as well. Right now, we're chatting Jamestown Chamber. Emily Bivens is in the studio. Good to see you again, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, JD.
Well, it's nice to have things to talk about with you because there's always stuff going on with there. And you guys are always out and about and doing things. And, you know, it's all over newsdakota.com. You guys are doing a lot of different things in the community and Business of the Month, awards, all that good stuff.
Yes, our Business of the Month award winner here for February was Inspired Healthcare. So congratulations to them and thank you to them for providing such great services in our community and unique services that no other business in our community has. So a very good service that we have right here in Jamestown that provides, you know, services to our region, really. Mm-hmm. So thank you to them. And we were also over at Sanford Health and awarded Nicole Bruns the Customer Service Award. So congratulations to Nicole. Her nomination spoke to how she helped a few elderly folks bundle up before they went outside. So very well deserving, of course, going above and beyond and serving her community. So thank you to Nicole as well.
What a cool thing to highlight people and businesses that are doing that. And so people maybe listening thinking, gosh, I know somebody that should get that award. Yes. How do they let us know that?
Nominate them. We know there's good people and good things happening in our community, and we always want to highlight that. So please go to jamestownchamber.com. At the bottom of our homepage are our nomination forms for those awards. We're always looking for nominations for those two awards, and our committees review those monthly. So please send in a nomination.
And we've got quite a few little events coming up that we want people to know about.
Yes, our committees have been busy. Our workforce committee has a few things coming up. The first one will be on March 30th. It's a lunch and learn about how to get started with foreign worker programs. You know, workforce obviously is a big topic nationwide, so we are not exempt from that. So we're always looking for different ways and different resources where we can help our members, and foreign worker programs may be a fit for you. So if you want to come learn more about that, we're going to be at the chamber office in the lower level conference room on March 30th at noon. It is $10 for chamber members and $15 for non-members. And then, of course, it's a lunch and learn, so there will be lunch.
All right. Little food, little learning. I like
it.
And you've got more things going on.
Yes. So to register for that, go to our website, actually for all of these to register. Our Ag and Energy Committee is hosting a Make Your Own Rain Barrel. And talking about water conservation, we're hosting this in partnership with the Stetson County Soil Conservation District. So the event will be at the NDSU Extension office, but you can register through the chamber. And it's a two-day event, March 23rd and 30th. And the first night, you'll hear from a speaker about water conservation and what a rain barrel does. And the second night, there will be an artist there to help you decorate your rain water barrel. So it's $50 to sign up. And again, you can go to our website to register for that. And then our next event is our Young Professionals Leadership Academy. And last year we had a pilot program and it went very well. So this year we're full on with this Leadership Academy. It is $100 to register for chamber members and $200 for non-members. So it's open to anybody in the community who wants to come out. But it is a six-week course every Thursday night. We have some really great speakers. We have Mike Delfs from the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, Lindsay Shonak with the Ann Carlson Center. We have a panel about how to get involved with the community and different community involvement avenues that you could go to help further your career. And then, of course, to close out, we have Dr. Polly Peterson with University of Jamestown. And then at the end, we'll have a little bit of reflection and a graduation. So if you want to be a part of that, you can go to jamestownchamber.com and register for that. And again, that's hosted by our Young Professionals of Jamestown. And then I'm just going to throw a save the date out there because I know I just said a lot of information about a lot of different events. But we're also hosting an HR Professionals Roundtable in April. So save the date for April 13th if there's somebody in your company, an HR professional in your company that wants to get together with a like-minded people and bounce ideas off each other. That would be the event for them. So that one is free for chamber members. You just need to RSVP to me. So
All right. Well, that's a lot of things, but like a good thing is it's a podcast. People can go back and listen to this at newsdakota.com for sure. But a lot of different things coming up, and also coming up, it's getting to be that time. And I've got a daughter at home right now going through all this right now and filling out all these things. Scholarships.
Yes. Our chamber past presidents actually came together a few years ago and partnered with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center and University of Jamestown to award two $1,000 scholarships to incoming UJ students. So if you have somebody who is looking for those scholarships and is going to be attending UJ, they can go on to uj.edu and send in a application for those scholarships. One in partnership with JRMC is for somebody going into a healthcare profession or healthcare field. And the other one is just a general scholarship, our partnership with the University of Jamestown. So, if you're looking for a scholarship, which I know, like you said, it's that time of year, please, you can reach out to our office or go on uj.edu and search the past president scholarship and you'll find the application right there.
And of course, if people have any questions or anything on any of this stuff we're talking about, anything chamber related, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes. Like I said, you can go to our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can call us at 701-252-4830. You can email me directly at director@jamestownchamber.com, or you can stop down and see us. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown. We are co-located with the Motor Vehicle Department. You need an appointment to go to the Motor Vehicle Department, and to make an appointment, you can call 1-855-633-6835 or visit dot.nd.gov. And I will mention that our office is closed on President's Day, so this coming Monday. So.
All right. Good stuff as always. Thank you, Emily, for being here.
Thank you.
You bet. Emily Bivens from the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce joining us here on Let's Talk About It.